As e-commerce styles continue to overtake the retail industry, and Amazon remains the top dog of all the different online platforms, there's no denying the overwhelming sense of opportunity. Now, with that overwhelming wave of opportunity, it comes a similar level of competition of those folks who try to take advantage of the trend. That's why, with thousands of new sellers joining the Amazon platform every day, more than half find themselves in a position where they've lost money, time, and motivation to make it work. If you're new to the channel, my name's Andre, and I've teamed up with AMZ Scout to deliver a comprehensive roadmap for your success on Amazon. We've broken each section of the video and down into different steps to give you the chronological process from start to finish. Not only will we explain the actual steps for selling on Amazon, we're going to go over some realistic timelines as well as what you can expect from your money invested. We'll even use examples from my own Amazon journey, as well as my setbacks and success, as well as what I've been able to do for others. Now, it's important to note that of these six steps we're going to cover today, they need to be done in order from first to last. That's why it's important to watch this video from start to finish, as well as at the end of the video, we're going to be covering a bonus step that I guarantee you will increase your success on Amazon. Your first step to selling on Amazon is becoming a professional at product research. This is where I see folks make their first mistake. They think finding a product is the first move, but in reality, you can't find the right product if you don't know how to identify it. Now, the best way to become a professional at product research is use certain tools to help analyze the product data, compare and contrast your different options. That's where AMZ comes in with their product research tool. Once you've logged into your AMZ Scout account, navigate to the left-hand side and click on the product research. From here, you'll have some valuable tools like the product database, the product tracker, and the pro extension. From this point in the process, click on the product database so we can input the certain criteria to really filter what products have a strong potential for success. Your first filter is the category section. Simply click on the drop-down arrow and you'll see all the different Amazon categories. For this example, I'm going to select quite a few categories so we really see how it alters the search results. I recommend in this section that you choose categories not only that you have some interest in, but also categories that have room for private label. A few examples of categories that I may stay away of that aren't great for private label are Kindle stores, baby products, video games, and digital music. The next filter is the price section, and this is just what the product is being sold for on Amazon. For here, I input a minimum of $30 and a maximum of $100. After that, click on the more filter section, which is going to give you way more opportunities to really narrow down your search. The next filter is the review section. In my experience, I like products that have less than 100 reviews, so I'll put that figure here. Up next is the estimated sales filter. This is an important variable that is indicating the level of demand that a product has. For a minimum, I like to put 500, and for a maximum, put about 1,000. Our next filter we need to adjust is the weight section. As implied, this filter will narrow down the search for products that fall within a certain weight. The weight of your product really is important because it will heavily impact your Amazon fulfillment fees, as well as the freight forwarding costs to the Amazon warehouse from your supplier. For this section, I like to put 1 pound to 5 pounds as a maximum. With this solid foundation of metrics, it's time to see the search results of our filters by pressing the Find Products button at the top right. Now, an important question, and maybe one of the most frequently asked questions I receive, is how long should you be spending on your product research before you decide on choosing a product? And to be completely honest, there's no set amount of time that indicates you've really done enough. More so, it comes down to, have you analyzed the profit margins, a reputable supplier, analyzed the different MOQs that those suppliers have before choosing that product? Generally, this can take anywhere from 2 to 3 weeks. Now, step 2 of 6 for this process is to create a brand to sell your product under. This is an opportunity to build trust with your customer, upsell other products under your brand, and potentially sell that brand image and license down the road. If you don't feel like you have the creativity aspect to design a logo or brand name, there are tons of free tools like ChatGPT to help produce catching brand names, and services like Fiverr where you can have a brand logo made for under $20. Once you have a brand name and logo, it's time to trademark the brand in order to be enrolled within the brand registry department in Amazon. I'll leave a link in the description of this video that brings you right to the USPTO website where you can file your trademark application. It's extremely important to note that this process of creating your brand and filing your trademark application needs to occur before you actually order your sample unit from your supplier. This generally takes about 7 days. Now we're on to step 3 of 6, and that's to find the best supplier for your product. One of the tools I love from AMZ's Pro Extension is the Suppliers on Alibaba feature. Once you click this button when browsing on a listing, a reverse image software will find the product being manufactured on Alibaba for you. Besides helping you find suppliers, the Pro Extension gives you additional metrics about the product history when doing research directly on the Amazon platform. In the past, I've been able to find some really solid suppliers through the Alibaba platform with some proper search filters. This process of building a relationship with your supplier and ordering your sample unit can take about 2 weeks. Once you're happy with the sample and locked in your supplier, it's time for step 4 of 6, and that's to create your Amazon Seller Central account. You'll want to get a professional account, which just makes it more efficient with the amount of sales volume you'll be doing. After you've created your account, you'll apply to the Brand Registry Department with your trademark application and picture of the sample that has your branding fixed to it. Remember when we talked about the importance of order in this entire process? Well, this is where it comes into play. In order to file your application from the Brand Registry Department, you need 2 things. The first is a picture of your unit with your logo fixed to it itself or the custom packaging, and the second is your trademark application. If you don't have those things, you won't be able to file your brand registry application, which gives you access to all those vital things on your Seller Central account. After being accepted into the brand registry department is when you can create your Amazon listing with optimized listing images, A+ content, brand stories, and videos showcasing your product's value to your customer. Only after you created your listing on Amazon is when you can move on to step 5 of 6, and that's to create your shipping plan with Amazon to have your inventory shipped from your supplier directly to the Amazon fulfillment centers. You want to find the most cost-effective means of doing this, but also transit that doesn't take months for your product to arrive. In most cases, you can have your supplier send your inventory through Fast Vessel Transit, that's DDP. If you didn't know, DDP stands for Delivery Duty Paid, which really just means that the seller assumes all responsibility for transporting the goods until they reach an agreed upon location, which in your case will be the Amazon Fulfillment Center. Now, in my personal experience, if you're dealing with a supplier who isn't willing to send the goods to DDP or doesn't have experience in sending goods to the Amazon Fulfillment Centers, they're honestly probably not the supplier for you. The last thing you want is to be a part of the learning curve of someone else's mistake with your precious money and time invested. A fast vessel shipping normally takes 14 to 21 days to arrive to the fulfillment center. Before we get on to the 6th and final step of this entire process, if you're finding value to this video, make sure to give us a big thumbs up. It really does help the algorithm and shows us the support. We put out videos like this every single week to really help elevate your business. Finally, we're at the 6th and final step of this entire process, and that's to launch your product. Now, for some reason, this part of the process always seems to catch people by surprise. They think just because they found a product with high demand, low levels of competition, and a decent level of branding, the sales will start rolling in. Unfortunately, that could not be farther from the truth. This is the most important step in your process, and that's to create optimized PPC campaigns to get your listing in front of browsing customers on the Amazon platform. I found that the highest level of success for running 2 different campaigns at the same time with a combined daily budget of around $50. The first campaign is a keyword targeting campaign. This is where you'll bid on highly searched keywords within your niche so your listing will show when a customer types in a word or phrase. The other campaign is a product targeting campaign. This will put your product at the bottom of your competitor's listing in the related section. I always like to target my competitors on page 1 who tend to have a higher price point or a less presence of a trusted brand. I typically say the launch phase of your product takes about 30 days of critiquing your PPC campaigns until you rank on page 1 of the highest search keywords of your product niche. Now, like we mentioned in the beginning of the video, I do have an extra bonus step for you that is guaranteed to increase your success on Amazon. It's not some in-depth PPC campaign or secret product research technique, but more importantly, access to guidance through the entire process. One of the major things I've learned through my experience in helping others to sell on Amazon is that there will always be different roadblocks with your specific journey. The most powerful tool that you have at your disposal is someone that can answer your questions and dilemmas. For more than a year now, my goal has been to help folks in this exact situation and give them the individualized help with their different situations when selling on Amazon. I've created a mentorship that operates on the Discord platform where you'll have one-on-one access with me through a written chat, video calls, and screen sharing sessions to navigate any problems or part of the process you need help with. If you're interested in more information on the Patreon mentorship, I'll leave a link in the description of this video where you can set up a video call with me where we can use it as an orientation to see if it's a good fit for us to work together. Lastly, if you're excited and ready to start this entire process, AMZ Scout is offering a free trial on their product research software so you can get started on this entire process as soon as today and for free. If you're interested in the free trial, there'll be a link in the description that will bring you right to the AMZ website so you can get signed up. Though I can say, if you've made it to this point, you generally have a higher percentage of success when selling on Amazon.